AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ready? World class!
Do not scratch your eyes!
This is the beautiful game
described by two ugly gentlemen.
Glory to Columbus!
Who are probably sitting at a soccer bar near you.
McBride's in the box. A hard cross. McBride scores! It's 3-0 United States!
Welcome to Bone and Beam United.
Happy Soccer Podcast Day. What is up? I am Bone.
And I am Beam.
And it's been a while. We're sorry. We've had a lot of stuff going on here, a lot of illness. I went to the hospital.
Appendix blew up.
Yeah, my appendix blew up. Beam had vacation. I had time off. Kids have been sick.
We didn't get to record on Wednesday this week because I was off yesterday after going to a concert. So,
oh, yeah. How was, Iron and Wine?
It was good. Yeah, really good. We enjoy them. We saw them down at the Ryman probably like 10 years ago now. He had two people on stage with dueling overhead projectors.
Oh.
Doing like a live movie.
Wow.
On the background that was then projected like behind the stage, like on a big board.
Yeah.
That they had just paper cutouts that they were moving and doing different shading. I mean, it was like a trance.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching the band. I was watching the two ladies run the overhead projector.
Yeah, sure.
Because the coordination on that to go along with the songs, I mean, it was pretty like high test stuff there.
I have the two thoughts I have are, one, I don't know how people, I guess the same thought essentially. I don't know how people come up with that.
Yeah, agreed.
Right? Like, I don't know how you figure that out. I have no idea how you get to that point. The other thought I had, which is similar, is I remember being in a band in high school. We played a couple shows. We had maybe an original song, maybe two. And I like look back on that and go, you know, maybe if we had put in a little more work and effort and maybe just things broke a different way, maybe we would have made it as a band. Maybe we should have tried to do that. And then I was listening to Thursday, the band Thursday, and some of their best music came out around the time that my band was also making music. And it kind of hit me that, like, you know what? It worked out the way it was supposed to.
Yeah,
I never would have been able,
happen.
I would never would have come up with whatever Jeff Rickley was working on back then. We were like doing it at the same time. But yet I had like, we had three chords and nothing else and just very like Creed derivative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's over here getting ready to make War All the Time. You know, it's just different levels.
Everything
is what I'm
works
saying.
Out.
No, it's like you just forget the artistry that's there for not just the musicianship, but then to think of something like that.
Yeah.
To have that on the stage.
So Sam Beam is the leader of, I mean, he is Iron and Wine. He's the guy. Yeah. And it was funny because he's done this a couple of times and he was like, you can buy this at ironandwine.com for $99.99. This is what I like to call a guitar tuning instrument. Makes it sound like a different instrument. And he got a wet towel and he put it right between the guitar.
Nice.
Like a hand towel.
Nice.
And he put it in between, like where the, I know nothing about music.
Right.
Where the circles at on the guitar.
Okay,
and
yeah.
The strings.
Yeah.
He literally put it right underneath of it and the guitar sounded totally different. He goes, again, that's available at Iron and Wine Shop for $99.99. And then it sounded completely different. I'm
and
like,
you know what?
Are a genius.
It's a sad commentary that there probably are people would be like, yeah, it's probably just a wet towel, but it's the one he designed.
Yeah.
So I want it. And it's yeah. Like, but it's,
I don't
it's
think that's available for purchase at ironandwine.com.
Yeah. I know. That's
but
like
yeah, it was good.
Jack White of White Stripes.
Oh, we know Jack White.
Not to be confused with Jack Black,
yeah.
Who is a totally different guy who was in Minecraft movie. But Jack White has a pedal that like he sells at his Third Man Records up in Detroit.
Pedals the pedal.
Yeah, the pedal for like the guitar, you know, that makes all the funny noises. A lot of those pedals, it's like, oh, there's little dials on it and you can like change it a little bit. No, his is like, it has one sound. You step on it, it
sounds
makes
like
that
Jack
sound.
White.
If you don't like that, don't buy it. It's $400. A pedal is usually like a 90, you know, 50, 100 bucks.
Really big Jack White guy. Loves Jack White.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loves Jack White.
Yeah, Jack White's great. Yeah, he's a ton of great music. you know, there's a lot of great music out there. Get to exploring.
Go find your own.
That's exactly right.
Go enjoy what you enjoy.
So we're going to have a short show because I got stuck in traffic. Beam has to leave early, well, at a regular time, but I got stuck. So anyway, shorter show. We're sorry about that. We'll do our best to keep it all concise after we talk about guitar pedals and wet towels.
Yes.
So crew are rolling right now.
Yep, good.
I have seen a lot of, I don't want to say backlash, but a lot of crew fans saying like, oh, yeah, look at all the people who doubted the crew. And it's like, well, fine, fair enough.
Good.
I'm glad that they are playing as well as they are. I have my concerns about, you know, the standard here is the standard. You want to see this team be able to compete for a top four spot in the league and then go on to play in the playoffs and be successful there. And obviously, Wilfried Nancy has done that. We know that he's a great coach.
Just tied Bob Bradley and Bruce Arena for highest winning percentage over 75 games in a club career.
Yep.
66%.
Yeah, that'll get the job done. That's really great. So I think where I come down with all of this right now is I am cautiously optimistic about this. Crew just signed a player from Philadelphia.
Dan Gazdag.
Yeah, which is, yeah, this is a dude who's, I forget, I'm trying to think of how many matches he's played versus goals, but he averages about 15 to 17 goals a year, somewhere in that range.
Maybe like 125 appearances and 50-some goals.
Yeah, like he's
a leading scorer for Philadelphia of all time.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's a piece. He's a weapon. Like you're getting a guy here that I'm very excited about what he can do for the crew.
Same.
Now, will he replace Cucho? I don't know why I have to always come back to Cucho. Nothing will replace Cucho Hernandez. But if that scoring power allows, well, all we've been talking about is how you need someone who takes the attention away from, you know, the other guys, and they're still scoring goals, but to beat the LAFCs and the Miamis and those type of teams, you're going to need a little bit more firepower. Now they've added it.
I think this is great in-season business because I think there's 2 weeks left to go for their transfer window, right? And it's a little bit different. I mean, this is MLS trade. I don't know the trade deadlines in MLS.
I know what you mean, though. There's like there's an MLS transfer window that stays open until April.
Yeah, and then it shuts down, and then you get into your summer transfer window, and then you only have like 9 games left to go in the season. So it's a bit different from like the way that the world schedule is. I'll tell you this, though. I don't think they're done. I think that this was Daniel Gazdag coming over, which, by the way, great name.
Mm-hmm.
Excited. I had to go to YouTube. I texted Murph and I'm like, how do I pronounce this name? Because it was tough for me.
Yeah.
And then I think that this is with the way that they're playing this year, with where they're set, this is obviously a great bit of business. I would imagine more of a traditional number 9 coming into the summer then. This buys you time.
Yeah.
I don't think this is it. Obviously, it buys you time, very different standard to what they are. I'm excited about Daniel Gazdag coming over. I don't think, again, though, this is the permanent fix. I think it's Daniel Gazdag, and I think it's someone else.
Well,
piece one is done.
This does allow you, though, if let's say they wanted to continue what they're doing up front with the Gazdag. They're calling it the Gazdag Pound up in Cleveland, by the way. That's what they're going to rename it.
Probably will make his debut against Miami next
week.
Very
well could be. But I think this also gives them at least the opportunity to explore, do we go out and get someone to pair with Darlington in the midfield? And I mean like a 23-year-old from Europe kind of guy, if they want to. Now maybe Gazdag comes in and helps you with the scoring and you become this team now that has a much more robust midfield if you go out that way. I don't know that they need to do all that, but we have been talking since last season about how it can't just be we're just going to presume Darlington Nagbe is healthy for the rest of his career and then he'll never get an injury.
Either.
Right. So you need, I think, to go make a move to get the next big dog there. And if that's not a 23-year-old from Europe, I don't care. I'm just saying you need someone who can be the guy for the next 5 years in that position. And I think now they have the freedom to maybe go do that and not have to go out and like, oh, we have to get a $10 million forward.
Yeah.
Maybe they will. And I don't know what Gazdag's going to be on here. I'm guessing it's not that. But, yeah, I think it just gives them an opportunity to make bigger moves in other places as well. And then maybe they go out and get another forward as well that they feel like could slot in there from time to time, you know, add some depth. But, yeah, I don't think it's all job done now. All the goals have been replaced. It's just
I think this is a good bit of business, and I think this is a piece of the equation.
Well, like you said, getting him this time of year, I mean – you just got into April. You've got all this month in May, June. Then I know there's summer tournaments and everything else, and guys are going to be, you know, Leagues Cup, all that crap. But it's like, by the time you get back to the stretch run in MLS, he'll be here like a guy who's been here all year.
Yeah.
It's not,
because he kind of will have, and he played in the league
and
too.
He's acclimated to playing in this league. I think there's always that you have to acclimate to playing in Wilfried Nancy's system, but yeah, I really like the move. I'm with you. I think it's great.
Last year, 27 goal contributions, 19 goals, 8 assists. Year before that, 23, had 28, 22 and 6. And then the year before that in 2022, 30 goals and assists, 24 goals, 6 assists.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's some serious numbers, though.
Yeah, that's
some big-time numbers.
This is big-time production. Yeah. So, I am with you that I think they may not be done, but they also are absolutely able to maybe focus on areas of weakness or areas they'd like to shore up. Maybe, like I said, I don't want to – Darlington, I'm not trying to push Darlington out the door. I just think you need to start thinking about who's the Will Trapp next to him.
Yeah.
Or Will Trapp. Why did I say that? Will Trapp is good, too.
Yeah, you could
Aiden
say
Morris
that.
Is who I meant. I was just...
You could say Will Trapp. Will Trapp's a fine
He was
Columbus
great, too. We happily take a guy like that in his prime. But, you know what I mean. Like, the Aiden Morris type that you had there next to him, I think that was when this midfield was at its best. So, we'll find out if that's what's in
it's
the
It's been
cards.
Good so far, man. Right?
Oh,
it's you
has
in
been.
Vancouver right now.
Your guys.
I know. Sign me up. Preview. Just fast forward me to MLS Cup final.
Yeah.
I will be very torn.
Oh, well, you know what? Then you get one of those scarves the matchup for the final, and then you could just have that in your wall. Let's talk about your Shrimpers for a second, because they did something, their fans did something pretty unique. Southend United. Yeah. What division are we talking again? They're like fourth?
We are in, No. We're fifth, baby.
Fifth
We're in
division.
The conference premier.
This is the real English soccer right there.
Yeah.
No fancy accoutrements.
We're in the National League, Bone.
Yeah.
And
I'm a big fan of them.
And we are currently in ninth place. We're 1 point out of a playoff spot.
Right behind the Pirates in the National League.
Right behind Altrincham, which is in Manchester. That's where that's Manchester Joe's local team.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
that's the
Altrincham.
Team. Altrincham. That's the team that's like the small team in Manchester.
God, that's so.
And then we're a point behind Rockdale and Gateshead.
Rockdale.
And Halifax Town.
That's the type of last name I want.
Just, Rockdale.
You know what I mean? John Rockdale.
Yeah.
Absolutely sounds like I could go any direction with my life.
3 points ahead of Tamworth.
Oh, Tamworth.
Yeah.
We all know them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't sleep on Tamworth is what they say. So your guys, 150 Southend United fans hired a party boat to take them down the Thames. This is the river in London. It runs through London, but runs through all of England or a large portion of England. To their match away to Sutton on Saturday, and they soon noticed that an American tourist called Evan was sitting quietly by himself, so they asked him if he was okay. Turned out he had got on the boat by accident and thought he was doing a sightseeing tour of London. They instantly adopted him as a new shrimper, got the beers in, and even gave him a ticket to the match that ended 1-1. If you kept hearing the chant, "Evan is a shrimper" on the radio, now you know why.
Shout out to Southend, man. Bunch of good lads. I've been saying that for forever. I'd like to think that if I ever made my way over to a Southend United match, that this is I would like to be treated this way.
You know, I think they would. I found that, you know, I told you about my brother when he went over to see the Posh.
Yeah. Bad guys, these guys. Peterborough United, bad
Peterborough,
guys.
Peterborough, bad guys. Yeah, but when he went over to see the Posh, he did let them know, because he was there. He actually was in London and tried to get into, like, they had, I don't know if it was like, it wasn't even a Carabao Cup game, but something. Some other cup where Chelsea's like U18s or U21s or maybe U23s, whatever team it was playing Peterborough United.
Yeah.
And it was at Stamford Bridge. And so he tried to get in, but he got there late to a point, I guess, where it's such a small thing. They lock a lot of the gates and you can't get in. But he had a ticket. So he reached out to both teams on social media and said, "Can I get in, please? I have a ticket." And so I don't know if he eventually made his way in or not, but, Peterborough said, "Hey, we're really sorry this happened. If you can get up to Peterborough for Saturday, we'll have tickets waiting for you. So you can come up and see like a real league game." So he went up there and then they rolled out the red carpet for him. And so I'm just saying, like, if you tell them, "Hey, I'm a Shrimpers fan. I've been a fan since whatever. I know this guy, this guy, this guy. If you know some members of the team," and then you say, "I'm traveling to England and I'm going to my first Shrimpers game. if they don't roll out the red carpet for you, you shouldn't be a Shrimpers fan.
You have gotten so much airtime in Columbus, Ohio.
They have no idea. They're Columbus's like fifth division team, and they don't even know.
Right.
They have no clue.
You're on the list, along with 45 others, but you're on the list.
Hey, you know what, though? It's how many of those teams have the storied history of the Shrimpers?
Not many. How many teams have beat Manchester United in the FA Cup they did?
That's right. Who can say that except for them?
Except there for everybody else nowadays, usually.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but, you know. Let's look at the Champions League here.
How about that? How about your guys getting smoked this week? First of all, tough day for Villa yesterday.
I know.
But your guys, Real Madrid,
I know.
Decimated by a Declan Rice brace with the free kicks. Wow.
Yeah, it's...
Woo!
So we had that game on during the afternoon show, and I looked up and saw it was 0-0 at halftime, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, we'll see what happens here. And then I look up a few minutes later, and I see it's 3-0, and I say to Panama Ted, our producer, who is an Arsenal fan, I said, hey, your boys are doing a good job today. And he goes, oh, I thought it was 0-0. And I said, you might want to check again. And it's up to 3-0. Inter got it done against Bayern Munich, 2-1.
On the road, too.
Yeah, so that's going to – you'd think that bodes well for their chances going ahead to the next ties, which are what? Is that next week?
Yeah.
They're playing those again. So we're getting down to crunch time. Yeah, and as you mentioned, my guys, Aston Villa – down 3-1. Now, that was on the road, so they're coming back home, but to Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, tough one. They've had a nice tournament.
Yeah, they have, and they're obviously a talented bunch, so it's going to be a lot of work to do for the Birmingham boys there at Aston Villa. If they can get the job done, they have a home match to do it, so we'll see if they can. And Barcelona just blew the doors off
of... Good night, Dortmund.
Dortmund, yeah, that was rough. That was 4-0 at home, so... It's not looking great for next week for them. If you're a fan of that black and gold German team, well, might want to bid them adieu.
I will say this, that I think both things can be true at the same time. If you're an Arsenal fan, obviously thrilled with the way that you guys played. All right, Declan Rice, two unbelievable goals. You get Eduardo Camavinga sent off. It's obviously working in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
You would want to be up 3-0 in this. It is still terrifying.
Oh,
I don't know if there's one team with a lead against that you would feel less confident going against than Real Madrid in the Champions League.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
just the history of them, the comebacks a couple of years ago. Who was it against City? Mm-hmm. They scored 3 goals in the last, 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have the history of doing it. Arsenal obviously put in a very good 90 minutes.
They are not dead until the coffin is in the ground and the dirt is on it. That they you cannot count out Real Madrid in that.
They score a goal in the first 2 minutes next week.
It's going to be panic time, right? Just one goal causes everything. Even if they score that goal in the 30th minute, it'll make every – especially if they get one before halftime – then it's going to be, a second half full-on assault, and Arsenal's going to have to withstand
onslaught.
That. Yeah. And they just, I don't think it's likely for Real Madrid to do it. But like you said, you can never count them out until it is actually over. So, that's going to be still one to keep an eye on, even though it looks, the scoreline's not great for Real Madrid.
Obviously.
Can't count them out.
I would never count Big Carlo out with anything. I talk about Diego Simeone and witchcraft. I'm pretty sure that Carlo Ancelotti also dabbles in some of the dark arts.
Yeah. That was wasn't LAFC? Did I just see that? They were up. What happened? They got the first goal in their CONCACAF game against Inter Miami, I want to say. Then Inter Miami came back. And I think that on aggregate made it 2-0. And then Inter Miami came back and won the game 3-1, I believe.
Yeah.
4-1, something like they just poured on the goals and won the tie. And I believe
35th, 84th, and 61st.
Yeah, I believe they're moving on. So again, Inter Miami, Real Madrid, there's a big gap there. I'm just pointing out that In MLS, you cannot count out Inter Miami
also,
until
you're
it's
Arsenal.
Over.
Like,
yeah, you have. It's not like you're just some plucky little underdogs. Yeah. Now, it's been a while since they've been the Arsenal that.
I'm just saying you're Arsenal in the Champions League. You have not had great success in this tournament.
But
your league season hasn't gone the way that you wanted.
Yeah. But you know what though, you are in a place now where
you're in a good spot.
You see this one out. It's not that it's over. I mean, there's still plenty of great teams, but if you knock out Real Madrid, you'd feel like you could take on anyone in this tournament that's left. So, it's not in any way, shape, or form over for them. But, if Arsenal...
What would be your surprise level if Real Madrid comes back and win? Because I can see it getting to 3-3. Yeah. I can also see it getting to 4-3 Real Madrid, and I can also see it going to penalties where Arsenal just has a total collapse.
My surprise would still be like an 8 out of 10 if Real Madrid pulls this
high.
Off. Well, here's why, because I do feel like Real Madrid could get like 2 goals in, and then Arsenal can counter them, do something. They get sucked in a little too far, and then Arsenal just comes down. They've got so many talented players. If they go in, get that head of steam, get a second goal, or get a goal at all, now you got to go back and get two. And I just feel like if you have all the momentum and they get one goal that stalls that out, that's where I think Real Madrid, at that point, it will still be dicey. I wouldn't blame Arsenal fans at all for being nervous about this. You should be. But I'm saying it's 3 goals. Real Madrid is a team that I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying Real Madrid is just going to waltz in there and no problems. They're at home. They're just going to get 4 and see you later. It's going to be a monumental effort they have to put together. So now if it ends, I would be shocked if they win it in regulation. If Real Madrid does come back, I think it will go to extra, time, and then they'll have to go win it there or in penalties. But I don't expect them to come back and fully win it in 90 minutes. I'm kind of there. Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of there.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I appreciate the vote of confidence.
In
one of my 18 teams that I root for.
I can just see it. I can already see it.
That would be, you know what? Let's find out.
I did see an Arsenal fan tweet out, I can take City winning the treble. I can take Liverpool winning their 20th league title. I cannot take this collapse if it happens.
Right. Yeah. No, that's... you know what? That would be one that would be an all-timer.
Yeah.
If it happens
for them.
Of course
it would be.
That's why I said, it's an 8 out of 10 for me of, I would be pretty surprised if Real Madrid pulls this off. I would be pretty shocked, but...
Be watching.
Oh, of course. It's not that I think it will be... it's over or anything. I just think I would be shocked if they... I won't be shocked if they score a couple goals. I'll be shocked if they can get it all the way back. And okay. Arsenal doesn't have anything left for them. I would be surprised. But that's it for us this week. We'll think next week I'm gone because I'm on vacation on Wednesday.
Nice. Where are you guys going?
We're going down to Tennessee.
Okay, cool.
Yeehaw. And then... It's Gatlinburg, so it's a little yeehaw in there. A little bit of that. So week after that, probably try to get another one of these in the bag. So hopefully we'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to Bone and Beam United.